Dennis Tito has been back from the International Space Station for 6 weeks. Since then, he's had only one brief meeting with a NASA official. The space agency was not enthusiastic about having a paying tourist aboard. Some members of Congress clearly like the idea and even see selling tickets as a possible source of revenue. Yesterday, a subcommittee invited Tito to talk about his trip and his vision for space tourism. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, also came to speak, but the photographers gathered around Dennis Tito. And when the hearing started, Representative Dana Rohrabacher from California gave him a hero's welcome.
By forcing his way into the domain of the two superpowers, Mr. Tito has demonstrated that citizens no longer merely pay the bills and watch from the sidelines, but actually can take an active participant role in space.
Tito did pay an estimated $20 million to go up. Rohrabacher asked Tito if he had any tips for getting into space. Tito responded that the hardest part was arranging the whole thing. Then he got to deliver the line astronauts always do.
It's not an easy thing to sit on top of 100 tons of high explosive and be launched into space. And one has to be trained to have the courage and perseverance to do that.
But Tito said he had had the time of his life and that his biggest dream now was to help others realize theirs.
I would like to suggest that we consider reinstating the NASA Civilians in Space program so that we can have people from all walks of life, teachers, journalists, novelists, opera composers, take their experience and bring it back to us on Earth. So as a culture, we can better understand the pleasures of flying in space.
Astronaut Buzz Aldrin said tourism wouldn't really take off until there was a better transportation system. The shuttle program is too expensive, he said, a millstone around the taxpayers' necks. What the government really needs to do is encourage private industry to get involved, he says. With things like government-guaranteed loans and support, space hotels could become a reality in 15 years, he predicted. In the meantime, he argued, NASA should make better use of the space shuttle.
We Americans have spare seats for rich tourists, too. The space shuttle often flies with only 5 or 6 people when it can hold 7, possibly 8.
Some representatives liked this idea. Several suggested that NASA's over-budget space station might be paid for in part by selling lottery tickets for a trip to space. NASA's lone representative at the hearing was Mike Hawes, the deputy associate administrator for the space station. Seated between Buzz Aldrin and Dennis Tito, Hawes quietly pointed out that NASA's goal was to do science on the space station and that those empty seats on the shuttle were empty for a reason.
I would at least try to correct one theme laid out by Dr. Aldrin. Most of our space station assembly missions are still going with maximum weight. Even adding people means you're going to throw something off. And that's going to be some component of a space station, some spare part, some supplies. It's a trade. That trade needs to be made in the context of the policies that you've discussed.
But Hawes was essentially without an ally. Toward the end of the hearing, Congressman Rohrabacher, noting the surprising number of young people in the audience, asked how many would be willing to go into space. Hands flew up. Good, Rohrabacher said. I think someday you will have a chance to visit the planets. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.